We've got the Braves and we've got the Reds. And we've got Matt Adams, too. What kind of a day would he have? Well, let's find out. Here he is in the top of the fifth.
Here's the pitch. High and deep to right center field. That is crushed. And it is a grand slam for Adams. And Feldman may be thinking right now, I should have held it longer. Phillips crosses. Markakis crosses. Kemp comes across. And here's Adams striding to a greeting by his fellow Braves. A grand slam homer. Adams, his fourth. He now has 17 RBIs and give the lead to the Braves. It's 4-1. And now Swanson is the hitter. And the stretch ready. Here it comes. Curveball line, right center field. That's a base hit. Headed to the plate is Garcia. Booted by Hamilton. That means everybody will move up. The throw will go to third. And in safe is Dansby Swanson. So a miscue by Hamilton. Suzuki was planning on stopping at second. Swanson was going to stop at first. Swanson will still get the RBI driving in Garcia. And the Braves will lead it 5-1. And now it's 5-3 Braves with the tying run 180 feet away. And Joey Votto, the hitter. And the pitch. Hit in the air to right center field. That's a base hit. You know that Kiblahan is going to score. Alcantara headed to the plate. He will score on his way to third and making it is Cozart. And Votto has tied it. A looping single to right field will give Votto two RBIs. He's got 44. And we got a 5-5 ball game.
Two men out. Braves trying to get to the 10th. And here's their former top prospect, Jose Peraza. Here it is. Ground ball out to second. Phillips down on one knee to make sure. Throws to first, and we will have bonus baseball today. Jose, give him a lot of credit. Had to have a short memory about last night, then got into trouble with two on and one out here in the ninth inning and got out of trouble. So 5-5 to the 12th. That'll bring up Matt Adams. Adams waits. Wood pitches. And it's socked in the air to left and deep. Duvall retreating to the track. To the wall. It's gone. Matt Adams. His second blast of the game. And the Braves have the lead in the 12th inning. Solo shot to the opposite field. So a 6-5 lead. And now Jim Johnson will go after Zach Cozart. 2-2 again. Swinging a ground ball to short. Second hop for Swanson. Pats the glove. Throws him out. And the Braves outlast the Cincinnati Reds.
Braves win this one 6-5 in 12 innings. Matt Adams notches his fourth career multi-home run game, his first since 2014. The Reds have lost four of their last five while the Braves snap a three-game losing streak. What a game for Matt Adams. He goes 3-for-6 with two home runs, including a grand slam in the Braves' 6-5 extra innings victory over the Reds. Here's what he had to say about his stellar performance.
It's just the park that I see the ball good at. And, that definitely helps, too, with the confidence, going out there, feeling comfortable in the box and, knowing that you're going to see the ball well.
Grand slam. Do you remember any other times where you got close?
I just know that was the first one. A fan was glad enough to give the ball back, so I appreciate that for sure. It was a good team win. We came out there, played good defense behind our A, pitched well. Tough call there, second base that they made, but we fought back. We kept battling, kept grinding out at bats, and kept playing good deform, and came out on top.
What can you say about the job the bullpen did for you guys today?
Oh, great. That's what they're capable of doing every night, and it's fun to play behind. They got good tempo out there. They work good, and they are good out there. So it's just fun to play behind for sure.
Brian Snitker and the Braves win an exciting one against the Reds as they come out on top 6-5 in 12 innings. Here's the Braves skipper on the win.
You knew Matt Adams was going to help the offense, and boy, he came through for you guys today.
Big day today. Yeah. We needed it. It's just like when you play here, you need every run you can get. Yep. There's not ever a lead that's safe. All the years I've been coming here, it was just like you're always, you never feel comfortable for whatever reason. The ball flies out of here. So it's just a nice one to come back and win after last night.
And bullpen really steps up.
They did a great job, yeah. It was all of them, obviously. Did a good job.
But Jim Johnson comes out after the 11th, you kind of tell him, hey, look, just be ready.
I asked him, I said, you good if we score? If he didn't score, he wasn't going back out. But if we scored, he was good. And done that to him before. Matter of fact, we did tell in New York we did it. The first game of the year that we won. Same thing. But yeah, he was good. He didn't have a lot of pitches and wasn't going to come up. And so, you know, he said he was good to go. So it's good.
What explanation did they give you on the Phillips play?
Said they couldn't overturn it. I just watched it. He stepped all over the base. I don't get it. I don't get it.
So that's what they said, but was not on the bag?
No, they couldn't give me that. That's what I asked. I went out and asked, what explanation do you have? And he says, we don't get an explanation. They just say, call stamps. And I'm like, that's not good. I mean, that's terrible. I mean, he's all over the base. I mean, we saw it on the big screen on the field. And then I just went and looked at it right now. And it's, you know, I can see where, you know, in fast motion, why the umpire did that. But this whole system is designed to correct that, and it didn't.
How about Adonis Garcia and the way he's swinging the bat?
Swinging that bat good. I mean, it's just, you know, after being down, I wanted to get him back in there today. Yeah. And now I guess they got a lefty going tomorrow, so we'll be back in there tomorrow. So, but it's what, you know, what the guy's capable of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's a reason why he's been our third baseman. Guy is a tough out. He's a tough player. I got a little time off. Had some aches and pains, obviously in the Achilles, but you know, it's just whole body kind of got him back a while. But he plays so hard, he'd be beat up in a week anyway.
Speaking of beat up, how about Kurt Suzuki today?
Oh my God, yeah. I was afraid to hit Tyler because I don't know how much longer Kurt can go. I mean. I don't know. They're probably all fighting to get in that ice tub right now. Everybody, it was a hot day, and they put a lot into that game right there, expending a lot of energy, and him especially. I mean, he just keeps going and going and grinding and fighting. And I don't know that there's a part of his body that didn't get dinged on, you know.
Was Brandon okay at the end of the game?
Yeah, I just wanted to give that. Try and give us a couple more bats with the pitcher more than, you know, in that situation. Just not burn Camargo because I keep him in the game. He can play anywhere.
Right.
And I hated to hit him. And just like I say, it gives us two more bats before we got a pinch hit.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Julio Teheran takes the hill for the Braves. He'll face the Reds' Amir Garrett.